the Japanese told us that our job was to build a section of the new railway from Siam to Burma. I especially remember one Jap engineer in charge of a working party. His favourite way of getting his orders quickly carried out was to chuck down iron rivets and bars from his perch on the top of the bridge onto the heads of our officers and men working below. When the monsoon broke out with a 72-hour non-stop downpour, most of us prisoners were very nearly at our last gasp. The rains which immediately turned the embankments and cuttings into quagmires drenched us day and night and sent the death rate soaring. Almost at the same time, cholera broke out and decimated the crowded camps. You'd have thought that the Japanese, in their own interest, might have taken some steps to check the ravages of disease, but they didn't. Instead, they actually started a speed-up. We had to work in shifts of 14, 20, and 36 hours at a stretch. We were practically naked by now, for the Japanese issued hardly any clothing. Weary and worn out, we used to lurch back to our huts to eat the rice and slush called stew, but often, in fact, nothing but a radish or bamboo root in boiling water. Then we'd relapse into exhausted slumber, wet and jammed on top of each other in leaky, windswept huts.